Heather.
And I'm Brittany.
We are the okayest moms, but we're also creatives, businesswomen, and best friends.
This podcast was created as a community for the modern mom.
We know you're doing your best despite the conflicting messages that you aren't doing it as well as someone else.
We believe in self-care, mom friends as our sanity, and that motherhood looks different for everyone.
Most of all, we believe that you are more than just mom.
So join us as we talk about a range of topics from motherhood to frivolous reality TV and everything in between.
Welcome to the Okayest Moms Podcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Okayest Moms, the podcast. Brittany here and Heather over there.
Hello.
Did you like my head flip?
I didn't notice it, actually.
It's because I got my hair done, so I just keep doing this.
Oh. If you think that I look at the other person when I'm on Zoom and not just myself, you're wrong. And I think anybody who tells you otherwise is lying.
That's why I make myself very small. But I will admit I was looking for a filter because I have a huge pimple on my temple.
Well, your camera's not that good, so don't worry about it.
Good. So, how does it feel to be fully vaccinated?
Well, at first it felt great, and then it felt really shitty, and now it feels okay again.
Just physically shitty, though, not mentally.
Right. So I had my second shot of Moderna on Friday. We are recording this on Sunday, and I spent all day Saturday in bed, did not get out at all. And I had a terrible headache. I just felt like hungover, just like I got run over by a truck. So all in all, not a terrible experience because, I mean, let's be honest, I'm a little familiar with the hangover. So it wasn't uncharted territory, but it wasn't great. But it's still better than getting COVID and feeling like that for weeks or months on end. So,
So you got your Grandpa Joe moment.
I did. And I am so close to being caught up on Married to Medicine. I watched it all day. And, you know, all in all, no complaints.
Honestly, sounds great.
It was. And I know this is going to sound crazy, but there even got a point where I was bored watching it. I was like, this is too many in a row. I can't do it.
Oh my God. I do not understand that at all.
No, I didn't know. Turns out on hour 8 or 9, you hit a wall. So.
Okay. Well, I guess with anything, 9 hours straight.
So then all I did was I drew myself a bath and put some Epsom salts in because I was feeling very achy and I was channeling my inner Brittany and then I brought my laptop into the bathroom. So all I did, I kept watching because I had to power through, but I just changed locations.
Oh, well, yeah. Change of scenery always does it for me too.
Right. But let me tell you, we just recently got a new bed with an adjustable base.
Jesus
and
Christ.
That was worth every penny.
I do not regret calling you geriatric. I do not regret it.
That's fine. I will take that because you know what? I felt like a bedridden geriatric patient yesterday and I was fine with it.
Great.
I was propped up all nice, watching my shows, moaning and groaning about my pains.
Your body was doing its job.
It was. Yeah. It was fine. No complaints. I mean, it was like a vacation. As close to a vacation as you can get in a pandemic.
Also, as a mom, I feel like every time I would get sick, it would be like, oh, this sucks. I feel like shit. But also, I get to be in this bed by myself.
Right. No, it is scorched earth all around me. The house is a disaster. And they weren't even home half the day. They ended up going over to go visit the grandparents. So I don't understand what happened. But even one day off, things fell apart. And I even did laundry because I noticed the kids were running low on clothes. And I don't know about your kids, but if my kids open their drawer and see less than 5 pairs of underwear, they freak. So Friday morning before I got my shot, Nolan was like, "Mom, I have no pants. I have no underwear." He's like, "You got to do my laundry." And I was like, "Okay, I'll do it.
Do my laundry."
he is very, like, for as chaotic as his energy is, he has like these like certain things that must be done that are like very like militaristic. He's got layers. Okay.
I mean, I get it. I get it. I'm married to someone like ogre. That.
He is part ogre after all.
It's true. Oh, well, I'm excited for you. I'm happy for you. I am glad to see more people posting that they're getting their shots. And it was just announced that California will be open to everyone 16 years and older on April 15th. And I just think this is so exciting.
It really is. I'm just crossing everything that spring break doesn't derail us.
Right.
Because just about everybody I know is on a vacation right now. So.
Except me.
Well, yes. I said just about.
Okay. Just a few housekeeping things. We would so appreciate it if you could rate and subscribe to the podcast, Apple Podcasts. It really helps us get found by new listeners, and we will just love you forever.
We also have a Patreon now, so if you're looking for extra content, we have different subscriptions. We have a $1 level, $3, or $5, and it just, you know, helps keep the lights on over here. All right, so today we are going to talk all things Bravo. It's been a while since we've had a Bravo chit-chat.
Yeah. Let's do it.
I have a confession.
Well, save it for after the break.
Okay, fine.
We'll be right back. Mother's Day is just around the corner, and what better way to embrace the OKS Mom spirit than with some OKS Moms merch?
Our Etsy shop has shirts, mugs, and we just got these new travel mugs in, which are my absolute favorite. I may not be traveling anywhere other than like around the block to take Isla to school, but it's still handy just having coffee around the house because it's always warm and who doesn't always need that? These make great gifts for your best mom friend or just for yourself. Find the link in our show notes or at okayusmoms.com.
Okay, are you ready for my confession?
Lay it on me.
I'm not proud to say this. I don't know if it's my new geriatric persona that I've taken on. Maybe I'm maturing. I don't know what it is. I am really bored with just about everything on Bravo right now. And I'm hoping it's just the COVID of it all that... Because I feel like every show has this invisible COVID cast member, which is like limiting where they're going. There's no like big trips. It's limiting the filming, like the pace of filming, which I feel like is messing everything up. There's like this other like situation where like sometimes they have masks on and then other times they don't, but then they're still in groups. It's just, I don't know. And it pains me deep in my soul to say this. But I'm just finding myself. So as I've mentioned before, I'm binging Married to Medicine from the beginning. And I'm finding myself choosing that over any of the new episodes that are out. And when I am watching one of the new franchises, I'm just like, why didn't I watch Married to Medicine? Because this is dumb. And I don't. Mm-hmm. So Married to Medicine is airing a current season in COVID times, which I'm not caught up there. So it'll be interesting to see, like, you know, like if I get bored with that current season too. So I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. I would be lying if I said that I didn't feel that too, but I think the problem, it's all COVID related, but I feel like all of the different franchises have a different reason that it's affecting it that way. Like with Atlanta, I feel like the pace is way off. And then I heard,
So I heard that Atlanta had a lot of breaks in between filming. Like right after Cynthia's wedding, they had to take a 6-week break, which I'm like, probably because they had to quarantine everybody because she's at a super spreader. And so I think that's why they keep talking about Bolo. And I mean, okay, let's just jump into Atlanta. Obviously, Bolo was like the big event of the season, but it's kind of turning into the Lucy apple juicy situation where it's all we have all season. But then when I heard that they had multiple weeks long breaks in between, it kind of makes more sense now because, of course, if you have like this big girls trip like Bolo and that whole like situation, and then you don't see each other for 2 or 3 weeks, of course, that's what you're going to talk about the first time you see each other because they haven't seen each other since then. So I kind of get it, but also like it's boring, but also the alternative would be to stop filming and I don't want that. So I can't be satisfied.
So the most recent episode, the Halloween episode, which another one will come out tonight, huh? Yeah. So we don't have that one, but the most recent one we've seen is the Halloween episode. And I don't understand Fallon's like role.
That's
in
what
all
I mean.
This.
Everything feels so disjointed. Yeah. Like Fallon was in an episode. Remember at the beginning, her and was it Portia and Shamia went swimming at her house.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And her creepy husband was like sitting up on his perch watching. So like, she's been this like invisible castmate. And for some reason, Kenya hates her, which, I mean, Kenya hates everybody, so I guess that tracks. But we are getting so much LaToya. Is it Toya or LaToya?
Toya. I think it's either. Isn't it LaToya?
See, I'm getting confused because there's a Toya on Married to Medicine, so now I'm like...
Oh my God.
I'm like...
Wait. Do you watch
tricking myself.
Married to Medicine? I didn't know.
Yeah, I just started. Do you want to talk about it? Because I do. I just feel like Atlanta's kind of plateauing. Like that party was, I mean, I appreciated that there wasn't 100 million people there, but also like, what were you doing? I guess she was setting up all those decorations, which were great. And obviously they each spent out, well, each, not Portia. Some of them spent hours doing their costumes and makeup and stuff, but like, why?
And then to sit at a dining room table with no decorations around you. So it was so off and weird. It was strange, but I did enjoy Fallon sprinting through the kitchen.
It was like a scene out of Avatar. And then I didn't even understand that fight. Well, I guess I did understand it, but this whole like Kenya Toya situation, what is happening? Is it like this weird like lover's quarrel that we're watching?
I don't know. I think Toya just really wants to be on the show and she's bringing drama to it. And I can imagine that, like, from an outsider's perspective, especially if she has watched previous seasons, she knows, like, Kenya's kind of the lone wolf, so that was the smart one to latch onto.
Right. But if she has been watching, she would know that Portia and Kenya have a beef, unless she's working that.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I feel like... Like everything in COVID times, I feel like you have to look at it through the lens of like lowered expectations.
Right. I know. I think I'm just feeling like this because Atlanta was kind of a letdown this week. And then I watched Dallas, which is consistently been a letdown. And then there was the New York premiere, which just feels like the same formula. Like, I guess what it is that none of these franchises and shows really are like progressing. Like we're getting like the same version of what we got last season. Mm. And which I guess is the best case scenario, all things considered, because is anybody really progressing right now?
Right.
In these times?
No, we're lucky if we're not sliding backwards.
Exactly. So like the best case scenario is not sliding backwards. And I guess none of them are really doing that right now. So,
yeah. Well, okay. So do you have any other Atlanta thoughts?
I don't trust this Kenya and Marlo situation. I think Marlo is going to get burned big time because I think Marlo really wants the reconciliation. And I think Kenya's going to screw her.
Oh, she's calculated as fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah, I really don't have much either. I'm kind of at the same place you are with just kind of feeling blah about them. But I'll still power through, of course.
Right. I was going to say, well, we still are going to talk about them.
Of course.
All right, where do you want to go next?
Well, let's talk. You mentioned the New York trailer. Let's talk about that. What did you... give me your thoughts.
Okay. It feels like the same formula. And this is where I got that theory of like, is we're just like maintaining status quo everywhere, which is fine. I mean, like I said, that's the best we can hope for. But we've got Ramona acting like she's so much better and classier than everybody else. We've got the like tension of Leah being the young fun one with these old biddies. We've got Sonia popping a squat and then having a mental breakdown while talking about JP Morgan. We've got, you know, like it just feels like it's the same thing. I am so excited to see Ebony. I think we're getting, I would have guessed Ramona would have been the issue, but I think it's going to be Luann.
I don't know. There was that one part where Ramona makes that comment about the help.
Right. But I think Ramona is so afraid of Ebony / any person of color that she will instantly, she's going to fold like a lawn chair because she's so afraid.
No, you know, she's going to parties at Mar-a-Lago. I don't think she's going to be afraid of anyone.
No, not afraid. I mean, she's going to be afraid of like the backlash.
Do you think?
She's all about her personal image. I think she's going to say dumbass shit and she's not going to, and she's going to get called on it. She's like, I'm sorry. But, you know, Ramona's a wild card. Who knows? Right? You never know with her.
I do. I know it's like the same type of stuff, but I do always get so excited when I see the New York ladies.
Well, and that's right. And if anybody can do the same trope over and over, it's New York. So that I'm very excited for this season because, I mean, honestly, they've been doing that formula for how many years now? So if anybody can do that, it's them.
Yeah, yeah. And I know, I mean, and I really loved Leah last year or last season. Right. So
I did too.
I think she brings the freshness we want. And I think Ebony will do that too. I'm excited.
Yes, I am too. I'm one Ebony's younger. So I'm glad there's some young blood coming to New York.
We do have this theme of like nieces versus aunties, like in Atlanta, like right. All over now.
Right. Which like I'm down with the burn the OGs to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
We're done. And even I would have like last year, I would have said no way Ramona can stay forever. And it's, I don't know. Let's shake it up.
Yeah.
We need something new, I think.
Side note. Did you see how she posted a screenshot of her bank account on her Instagram stories?
I missed it, but I heard of it.
Such a boomer. Oh my God.
Speaking of Ramona, I saw that her daughter, Avery, she apparently over the last year, she was laid off from her finance job. She is now the director of strategic marketing at Cameo.
Mm-hmm.
That just made me laugh.
Oh God. A mini, mini Ramona.
Also, in the vein of New York children, what's her name? Quincy Morgan has just changed her IG from private to public.
Are you serious?
Yes, it is a ride. You guys, she is gorgeous. She is mini Sonia, and she's living a whole other JP Morgan money life that I don't even know about. And it's just, it's like, It's like watching young Sonia.
Oh my gosh. So what, did she turn 18 and she said, I'm going public?
She's got to be older than that. Oh, probably. She's in college. She's been in college.
Okay, fine. Holy crap. Yep.
Spiral on that. Do a deep dive. It is worth your time. What do you think Luann's kids are up to?
I've seen, well, her daughter, what's her name, is doing her naked art.
Oh, that's right. Do you think her son's still breakdancing?
Probably is his party trick. It's like Kyle and his splits.
They had, remember they sued Lou? I never heard
about that. Oh, I forgot about that. I think they settled. She explained it somewhere. Was it in that sit down with Andy? I feel like.
Maybe.
I need to Google that. Refresh my memory.
Oh, these New York children. All right. Can we move just a little farther away from New York to New Jersey?
Yeah. Let's do it.
New Jersey came strong out the gate,
yeah.
Which I do appreciate that. I appreciate Tree out in these streets working a storyline. I mean, I'm here for that. But also, I'm done with her.
Also, just make it a little less obvious. Like, why do you have to be shouting it from the rooftops?
I don't think she doesn't have that. Like, there's no, like, that doesn't exist. She's got like one setting and it's just, that's all she can do is just talk in that voice at one level. She has no awareness.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember. That's the one I watched first this week. Remind me what happened.
They go down the shore.
How could I forget?
And we open with Jennifer Aiden mopping her foyer, which, you know, she's clearly never touched a mop in her life. Did you see how she was like sweeping it around like it was like she was some flag waver in the Olympic torch ceremony? Like
she did. She made me laugh so hard though. And she was like, I puked in my husband's Ferrari and then I puked in my foyer.
God. She has really grown on me.
Me too. And her whole family storyline. Like, I actually loved her family storyline last year with her brother who came out. And we knew her mom was problematic at that point. And now we get to meet her dad and the rest of her family. And I like her kids. I mean, even for spoiled rich kids, like, I like them.
Right. The kids turning the waterfall on his siblings.
Yes. I'm like, this is relatable.
Right. I mean, big yikes, though, to letting your children travel internationally in a pandemic.
Oh, I know.
I don't know about that one.
Her kids went? I thought it was her sister and her dad.
Her oldest daughter went with the aunt and the grandpa.
Oh, okay. Ooh, yeah. I didn't even know we were allowed anywhere internationally then. That was during the height of summer.
Right. I don't know. I don't know the logistics of that. But Jennifer did get COVID pretty early on. So I don't know if maybe her kids did too. I mean, if that were the case, I think I'd probably feel a little bit more comfortable because they had antibodies in theory.
Right.
I don't know. That's a whole other situation. And they go down shore. Down the shore.
THA. Sorry,
down the shore. Down the shore. And Jennifer reveals in the car with Frank and Teresa and Dolores that Joe, Margaret's Joe, I can't say his last name. There's a lot of vowels and I don't understand it. That he revealed at Guy's Night that he heard the rumor too. Which kind of makes sense why Margaret was so invested in the makeup. Because if Margaret told Teresa, which Margaret's not dumb. If she told Teresa, she knows Teresa's going to say it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. But...
Oh, you're speculating that Margaret planted that seed? Or that they, I took it as he just heard it around town too. Like he knows somebody that goes to that gym or something.
Yeah, but if he heard that, who would he tell? Margaret. Or maybe he heard it from Margaret. And then he, I think what happened is Margaret heard it, told Joe, and was like, oh my God, I can't tell anybody else, so I have to tell you. And I don't think Margaret wanted it to get out, but I think then Teresa heard it and picked it up.
Yeah.
And then Joe, you know, just like fumbling guy, was like, oh yeah, I heard that too. Like not thinking right. Like, oh fuck, I heard it from my wife who told me not to say it.
But then told a bold lie and said, no, I didn't say that. Like it's recorded. Like you can't, hello.
But I mean, at that point, what else do you do? You're sitting at the dinner table with them. Like at what point, what else do you would sit there and say like, yeah, I said that.
Well, because it's going to come out anyway. I feel like it's worse if you don't like you're called on it. Like, yeah, I said it. I don't believe it or, you know, whatever.
No, deny, deny, deny. There are knives on that table. Wow. There are knives on that table. We've seen what these people do with knives and glasses and... can I just say I'm kind of starting to believe this rumor?
I mean, I do feel like she is protesting too much. You know, like, if it was true, if a rumor came to me about my husband, about that, I'd be like, that's not true. And, like, every time it come up, it would be like a laugh, you know? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know, but... also, I feel like that's a big rumor.
Right.
It's not like...
and who it's coming from matters, too. Jackie right. hates Teresa.
Right. But see, like, again, it's the same formula. We have Teresa with a rumor, being a hypocrite. She's got her little sycophants who will never speak against her. We have one person trying to go against her who's... I mean, probably right, but this person going against her looks crazy, like Jacqueline, mm-hmm. because she's around all these people who are defending Teresa.
Right.
And we've got I'm old school Italian. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's said at least 3 times every episode. Like,
it's so annoying. And it's especially annoying with Joe Gorga and his machismo bullshit.
Yes. And I'm tired of like when he... Antonia came out in her outfit. Oh, my God. You can't wear that. Like, I'm just so sick of it. I don't know.
Yeah.
I love Joe Gorga. He is, like, one of my favorite house husbands. But, like, it's enough. It's too much.
Yeah. Like, you don't have to go there.
I also think he's playing that up for the camera.
I think so, too. Because the fact that, oh, my God, her name.
Melissa.
The fact that Melissa just said, you look great, see you later, and she left. Like, if, right. you know, it wouldn't...
And
it's annoying.
Melissa's whole talk about having the sex talk with her and, like, how she's going to do it differently. Like, I think that they're saying things to appease the group. But yeah. Also, like, I think in reality, things are different. Totally. Because, I mean, really, Melissa has no other storyline other than my husband's a dick and I have to, like... stand against him to change his ways.
Right.
What do you think about Dolores and the doctor?
I don't know. Part of me is she lying to herself? And not, you know, like she could do better. And then part of it's like, maybe she's fine with it. Like maybe she really does like her freedom. Maybe he doesn't want to be on the show, and she understands that.
I think that's what it is. I think he really doesn't want to be on the show.
I get it. Like, he has a real career. Like, you know, I don't know.
You know what? He should talk to Dr. Jackie and Dr. Simone and see how they handle it. Because they're also OBGYNs.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. The Frank of it all, how he fits into all of that is what really blows my mind.
I love it.
But I love it. Like, I want more of it. More untraditional marriages, please.
I just want to show with Frank Catania.
No, I love him. He's so great.
Get rid of Teresa and put Frank Catania in.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
when she was in the car and he did the little talking head about like, you just gave her a bomb. Like whatever he's like, he said.
I'm going to deny.
He knows.
Nope. I didn't hear anything.
Like, he knows like that. He's the best. He is what he, Frank Coutinho is the glue holding the show together.
I truly, truly love him.
From the moment he was talking about blow and speedboats, I was sold.
Oh my gosh. Also, I kind of want a Jersey Shore house.
I just want any house in another location than mine. I'm so sick of this house. I want to go. I would love to have like, I mean, how nice of that had been this last year to have just like another house to go to.
Incredible.
Ugh, these people. I will say, just to drive home the point that Teresa is the dumbest Neanderthal to walk this earth, the fact that she's going into business with her husband, ex-husband, who made her go to jail because of his illegal dealings, business dealings. Like, do we not... Like, I understand her point of view. Like, we have these four girls that we have to take care of, and, like, his success is my success. But also, like, you went to federal prison because of his inability to run a business.
She went away, okay? She went away.
Sorry. Yeah, she went away. Where she got lots of confidence.
I didn't even, like, that didn't even register to me. It was more like, there's no way I would go into business with my ex-husband. That's stupid. But yes, like, all of that on top of it, she's a dumbo. She's a huge dumbo.
God. Ugh,
I'm done with her too.
I mean, we love to hate her. We love to hate her. That's what it is.
There were some, I never realized how many Teresa stans there are. People are all about her.
I think there are always going to be stans for the OGs.
Yeah.
I think that there are, people who watch Bravo shows and don't, they take it at face value. Mm. Like, they take the production storyline. They don't really question anything. Because, like, right now, if you weren't to really think that hard about this stuff, which, I mean, like, granted, we spent way too much time thinking about this.
And deep diving, yes.
Right. But if you just took the storyline you're being fed right now, you'd be like, oh, my God, poor Teresa. I can't believe she's being attacked this way.
She's been
like, she always
a lot.
Gets a good... Right. She always gets that good at it. So I could see how you would think that. All right. Shall we move on to Dallas? I know you are. Do you want to talk about why you're behind on Dallas?
I'm behind on Dallas because I hate it. I'm not interested in these Bible thumping Southerners right now because they're terrible, especially Brandi Redmond. Okay.
It's not great. No, it's fair. I listen. Do I love the shaman / hair extension installer?
What is going on?
Listen, I love the woo-woo shit just as much as the next person. But I also kind of have an issue with this white guy doing it. Mm-hmm. I'm glad he's very into it, but I feel like if you really want to go on the spiritual journey, Deandra, like let's start at the root of the spiritualness. You know, maybe like somebody who doesn't moonlight as a hairstylist, or maybe he's moonlighting as a shaman. I don't know. But like, I'm all for that. I just don't know that, is it Derek? I don't know that Derek's your guide on this journey.
Yeah.
So, but also everything that Brandi was saying about, like, what was she even taught? Oh, well, you don't know because you didn't watch it. But so she tries to say that meditating is allowing the devil in because the devil comes in many forms. And then she tried to say it was astrogliding, which, and so then of course, Stephanie says, oh, well, I use astroglide for anal because, you know, she never passes up a chance to talk about Shrek giving her anal. So it's just all very strange. And then so Deandra can why can't I talk? What's that word? Deandra calls Brandy a cafeteria Christian, which apparently just means like picking and choosing which parts of Christianity
I like. Love that, and I will use that forever and ever. Amen.
Right. Which is 100% true. I think Brandy is drowning right now, and she's clearly going through a lot with her being confronted with her racist behaviors. And I think she's projecting everything onto everybody else, including Tiffany, which is really hard to watch. And it's just, it's a lot. She is torpedoing the show for sure.
Yeah. I did watch that episode with the shaman. I think the one, I don't know what I watched. I think I started the newest episode. Anyway, that's not important. The show is being redeemed by Tiffany. I feel like she's just like a fresh energy, and I enjoy her storyline, and her husband is a gem.
He's the best.
I love that. I need more of her. I just need less Brandy.
This little charcuterie board he made her when she came home was so cute.
I know.
Yeah, she's great. She's raw and vulnerable and open and honest. And I totally get what she's saying now, why she tried so hard. And I see how it comes across as bragging now, because she just wants to impress them because she wants a group of girlfriends. But like, don't save it for somebody worth it, not these assholes. So yeah, she's great. I have heard this theory floated that they scrap Dallas altogether and they take Tiffany and make a Mary to Medicine Dallas.
Oh, I'm in.
Give me that. Give me that.
Dallas would be the perfect place for something like that. Oh my gosh, yeah. Please.
I just don't. I mean, and like even Cam, I know people are so like loving Cam right now, like with the towel on her head and the dog driving through the neighborhood. It's not doing it for me. Mm-mm. And this whole like, I've never seen a bill. I don't know what any of the bills are. It's like, here, do you watch the other franchises? Do you not know what happened to all these other women who had no idea? Like, you're going to be Teresa going away.
Oh my God, you're right.
And like, if you trust Court, like you're dumber than we thought. Oh. He's going to screw you over.
And the 100%. Whole way he like, I just really hate the misogyny in like not telling her until the house is sold because she can't handle it. She's so fragile.
But she's
into that. I know she's like,
it's coming from her. I think
she's complicit. I get it, but I still hate it.
But at least her daughter is better. Her daughter's not like her at all. What do you think about the cheating rumors of Brandy's husband? So some photos came out from an unknown time of him out at a club, getting a little too close for comfort.
It was video, and it shows him kissing somebody. But the thing is, we don't know how old that is. And it was like in a club, not a mask in sight, but that's not saying much for Texas, I guess. But I don't know.
Florida. So she had another baby. I didn't realize she was pregnant. But now looking at her confessionals, I can kind of, in that black sequency dress, she does kind of look pregnant. I don't know. I'm just, and even Stephanie, who I love Stephanie. I'm sick of that storyline again. I mean, that's been her storyline since season one. My husband's a dick. I want more out of this life. And he's fighting me on it. But even when she got the chance to do it, it still felt icky. So she did this locker room makeover for this school who's been destroyed basically like two times by hurricanes and floods and all that. And so the girls' locker room is like, I mean, it looks great. It looks very nice, but that it's small, which I guess is more like speaking to the school because she didn't like go in and break down walls and stuff. But then you go in the guys' locker room, and I guess it's a Southern school, so it makes sense. Like, football is, like, everything. The guys' locker room looks like a friggin' NFL locker room. So, didn't love that. They fly in on a PJ. She's got, like, her, like, fancy white lady dress on. And it's just like the whole thing. And she kept calling them a needy school. Like the whole thing still felt kind of icky. And
yeah,
I don't know. And then she talked to Travis after and was like, see, I could do it. And you doubted me. And that hurt my feelings. She's like, okay, I'm sorry. I'll try harder.
So annoying. I know. And it's kind of like, first of all, you guys have been doing this business for your whole life. And this is the first time you've done this? Like, what? You should be doing this shit regularly.
Well, I'm sure they donated money, but this is probably the first time they went in and did it.
I know. I just...
You know that they donated something. They're not going to leave that tax money on the table.
No, I know. I'm just saying, like, it... Suddenly it's a big production for the show, like, which obviously right. I get, but... I don't know. I'm still mad at her too. I just can't with Dallas.
I know. Carrie, tequila is not a storyline.
Tequila is not a personality trait.
And also, I don't know if you knew this, but Carrie's mom was an alcoholic. I don't know if you've heard that.
Oh, God.
I mean, I do like her relationship with her daughters. Feels a little forced. I don't know. And Deandra 100% changed her name to Simmons to get ahead.
Okay, so this is what I'm most interested in is anything with D and Deandra. That's when I tune in. I love Mama D, and I know she's terrible.
Apparently Tiffany and Mama D are like best.
So yes, and then finding out that they are friends and that. Mama D loves Tiffany. I'm like, even better. Like, these three I can do.
Yeah. There are some redeeming qualities. We have to get Tequila Carrie out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Get rid of Brandy. Maybe even Stephanie.
I don't think she'll ever leave.
Also, who is this random redhead?
I heard that... I think I heard this on Bitch Sesh. She was supposed to be... a new cast member, but then she went through a divorce and her husband part of the divorce settlement was she couldn't be a cast member on the show. So it's like hard. Okay. They tried to edit around her, but you know, something.
But we kept in her gobbler. Got it. Alrighty. Any other thoughts on Dallas?
No.
Okay. Let's move on to one of the last redeeming shows on Bravo. Summer House.
It is really good. I am a little worried about them all being stuck in this house. Like, it's starting to feel a little monotonous.
Oh, yeah. They're all, I mean, we saw they're at each other's throats.
Yeah, yeah.
Literally.
Yeah. Hannah is on my last nerve. Could you imagine, like, running around your house with roommates during COVID? You can't leave the house. Blowing it up over something a psychic DM'd you on Instagram? Like, the psychic or said this. Or
taking the trash out? Also, like, could they add some chapstick to their next Instacart order? Oh, my God. She needs some badly.
You would notice that.
How do you not notice it? It's her lips are so chapped all the time, so dry. No, and the fact that, like, I get discussing it amongst the gals of, like, if this is true.
Mm-hmm.
But then to, like, continue to act as though it is fact, like, it just, it's bizarre. Like, I really think in any other scenario, it would have been like, hi, I got this DM. Like, wouldn't that be crazy? Like, let's just, like, quickly explore if this were true, moving on.
Yeah.
But I think because they're trapped in there, it, like, I don't know, the walls are closing in on them for sure.
Hyper-focusing for sure.
Right? They have nothing else to do. Like, Amanda, go work on making some more Loverboy merch because there's nothing in your shop ever.
And we want some. I need Loverboy merch.
They just added a purple sweatshirt in there. It's like $50.
Is it cute though?
I mean, all our stuff's cute.
Yeah.
So we binged watched Summer House over the last couple months and finished just as this new season was coming on. And I took AJ on the ride along with me, and he is like dead set on getting some Lover Boy, and it's not available in California. So you have to order it online. It is $70 for a 12 pack. And he was like, ready. You guys, my husband DM'd Kyle Cook.
This is my favorite story right now. He is out of control. Okay, go. Keep saying it.
Asked him if he wanted help getting Loverboy to the West Coast.
With all his distribution knowledge.
This man has no experience in any kind of alcohol sales, alcohol distribution, anything. I mean, other than like drinking it. He knows nothing about the alcohol industry. He has zero social media presence, so I don't know why he thought that Kyle is going to answer his DM. So, Kyle, if you're listening, AJ's got you.
He's not listening. Oh, my God. Well, I feel like it'll be worth the $70 to break in your new pool when it's built.
Ooh, maybe. That can be your gift to us.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I would love to try it. Okay, so let's talk about this fight.
With Kyle and Luke?
Right. Like, yeah. It had to have been... Okay, obviously we know the guys were frustrated with Kyle. Or with Luke. And I didn't realize until they did their girls' night, boys' night thing that there were only three guys in this house. And I was like, where are all the guys? That's it. So I do think they were already frustrated with him before that. And I think this was just their chance to like pile on.
Mm-hmm.
I think everybody's fed up with Luke.
And I think Luke normally like not keeps his drinking under control, but he knows like he gets fired up if he drinks too much. And the camera kept showing him grabbing another beer. So I think that.
Yeah, I didn't even think it was alcohol fueled. I think it's that he can charm his way out of any situation, and he can't in this one because he can't go anywhere. And so I think he went in thinking, oh, I've got Sierra here. That's an ace in the hole.
Yeah.
I've kind of got Hannah on the back burner. Like, I think.
No pun intended.
So I think it's all blowing up in his face because he's always been like this charismatic guy who like everybody loves. And I don't think he's really ever had to like work that hard at relationships or friendships. And I think he doesn't have the guys on his side. And I think that's.
Well, also being on a TV show too, it's like holding a mirror up to your face and he's realizing like he sucks.
Oh, I am a douchebag.
Yeah.
Man, his songs are the best. How do you forget the lyrics to those songs? It's literally like, hey girl, I like your smile.
So annoying. He's the worst. That?
I can't stand him. I've never liked him. I don't get the appeal.
His looks definitely blinded me the first season.
Yeah, but then he like that accent and he like plays that up and...
But I also liked Hannah last season. So I felt like I was like rooting for them.
I'm not this whole like humble Midwesterner guy, like trying to make it a big city thing. Like that's a red flag. It is. I'm not buying it.
Yeah.
And then also I went on his Instagram. Do you know how much he sells these rings for?
Like a million.
Like $100. It looks like something somebody made in like a metal shop ROP class.
ROP.
It's garbage. It's a hobby. Oh my God. We were dying watching him try to chop that wood. Dying. Because you know he's like, oh, I'm from Minnesota. Like, oh, this is what I
have
do.
To be everybody. Manly.
Yeah. And like, oh, the ladies are going to love this. And like, see, that's why he's losing his appeal because he has no outside audience.
Yeah. No, the looks only keep you propped up for so long.
Right. And AJ was like spotting him the whole time. He's like, oh, he's got to get a splitter. And that's why I saw it. I'm like, AJ, that's not the point of this show.
Andrew.
Side note, chopping wood is really hard.
Yes, it is. But also, that's why I don't do it.
Right. That's why you buy wood already chopped, you idiot. But you know, he's got to keep that fire pit going. He needs a fire pit. So obviously I'm Team Kyle, but that's always Kyle's thing. Like, his message is right on, but his delivery sucks.
I, as someone who lacks tact, I really relate to him about that. Because it's hard. And especially when you've been drinking and you're in this house that's making you crazy. Like,
right.
It's, I can relate to that. Not saying it's a good thing, but I can relate.
Right. I know Kyle gets a lot of hate. I love Kyle.
I mean, if you like a 40-year-old fuckboy, that's fine.
I mean, like, I root for him. I don't like, he's not like my favorite.
He's come a long way. He's come a long way, for right. sure.
I think what it is he is Nolan. Nolan is Kyle Cook. They're the same exact person. I mean, like, Kyle pees everywhere. Like, Kyle's never not peeing. And that is Nolan, 100%. Like, Kyle standing and peeing off the porch and, like, singing about peeing, that's Nolan in a nutshell. And so I think I see a lot of Nolan in him, so I have to root for him, because otherwise...
What's the alternative?
Otherwise, I'm going to be the mother of a 40-year-old fuckboy. So...
Honestly, I love Amanda, too. She is so great. And honestly, she puts up with that. So, more power to her.
Amanda is so hot. She's gorgeous.
The best boobs on Bravo, for sure.
She really does. Oh, my God. I mean, like, I feel like such a pervert every time she's in a bathing suit.
That rainbow bathing suit.
Oh my God, it was so good.
So jealous.
I'm like, don't have babies. You're going to ruin those beautiful boobs.
Don't become a mother. It'll ruin it.
Okay, but when they were talking about kids and she called their kids little cookie crumbs. Oh my God, that was so cute.
Oh, that's cute.
She said that we're going to have some little cookie crumbs. I was like, oh my God, that's the best.
Oh, I am rooting for them. I hope they can get married at some point.
I know. I felt for them when they mentioned that, because like they've waited, like fought so hard. And then of course it was this year. But I mean, I think that was probably the best thing for them.
Yeah, for sure. It definitely worked in their favor.
Yeah. It will be interesting to see how Kyle comes or Luke comes back from this.
So going back to that for a second, when it all exploded, Luke was out talking with producers. So I wonder,
that was so contrived.
Do you think they said something though? Like asked a question in a way that like somebody else said something and then he's like, oh hell no. And then came running back in a drunken rage.
I do think it was a little provoked, but I don't think... I think there was a level of self-production there too.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I'm excited to see the rest of it.
Yeah. But then there's the whole Lindsay of it all. I mean, like, they definitely slept together, right?
I don't know. I don't think Lindsay's a cheater.
I think she likes to think of her. I mean, nobody wants to think of themselves as a cheater.
No, of course not.
And obviously it was a huge mistake. And I think that's why she's freaking out. I've seen comments that the girls gaslit Lindsay into thinking. I don't know. I don't love the way the Giggly Squad went about it, talking about it. But also I can see why they did, because they have nothing else to do. But like the whole, like, do you know who I am? I am Lindsay Hubbard. Like,
yeah, you're Lindsay Hubbard. Mean? Sit down.
What does that mean? Like, I don't know. I'm on team nobody in this one.
Yeah.
Everybody.
I need to see how it plays out. Yeah. Team Carl.
I'm going to bed and I will sleepily stumble out of bed to defend my friend.
I did love the way that they set up all the pubs around the house, though. I thought that was fun.
It was so good.
Yeah, good idea.
Oh my God. Carl, I tell you, I was laughing so hard. We had to pause it. I was laughing at Carl as an Amish man, which is
so perfect.
with his shots of water. Oh, it was just, it was so funny.
Oh my gosh. So,
I mean, the beard just like cracked me up.
It was good.
What do you think about Sierra and her boundary setting?
I understand what she's trying to do. Like, she's trying to distance herself from Luke, but it was such a weird boundary to set. Like, no texting after 9 p.m. Is that really a thing? Maybe I haven't been single in so long. I don't know.
I think, like, in normal circumstances, it would be fine. But I think if you're stuck in a house and, like, you're both in your bedrooms and you get a text from a guy who you've hooked up with before at 9 p.m., I mean, like, that's for one reason. And
yeah,
he already
texted
her, like, hey, come watch a movie. Like, we all fucking know what come watch a movie means.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I just don't have the lens of, like, being a single woman and what things like that mean, I guess. So if that's a boundary she wants to set, do it, you know?
But I think, I have a feeling Luke is one of those kind of people where, like, you can subtly say things 100 times and he completely doesn't understand it. And then when you say something, like, bluntly, he's like, oh, why are you saying this? Like, you know, like, one of those people that, like, it's like, well, I've tried to tell you this 100 times. And now, like, that I have to slap you across the face with it, you're acting like the victim.
Yep. Know those people well.
Oh, boy, do I. Yeah, no, I'm loving Summer House right now. Are you watching Below Deck Sailing yet?
Oh, I am. Yeah. I am actually enjoying that too. How are you feeling?
Those latest guests, charter guests, were something.
Oh my gosh. I did a deep dive on them as well. So the latest guests on Below Deck Sailing Yacht were a gay couple, the first gay couple to have a baby by surrogacy. Is that right?
Oh, really?
Yes. In New York State. Uh-oh. Like, way back. She's however old now.
That's crazy because she's only like, it's hard to guess, but I would say 20s, early 20s maybe.
Yeah. So the gay couple to do that. They have since divorced and they are dating
so they are divorced. That's where I was
very
confused.
Younger men. One of the dads is dating his daughter's ex-boyfriend that broke up their relationship. I'm not explaining this well. The boyfriend broke up their relationship by hooking up with the dad. And the same daughter that was born by surrogacy, they have paid for $100,000 worth of plastic surgery for her. And they were all on this yacht together.
And it's not, like, we're talking like a Heidi Pratt situation.
Yes, it's very sad.
Like,
and she's young.
It's not like tastefully done plastic surgery.
I know.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah. And plus they have three other kids, a younger son and then twin boys that are like 10 or 11.
Yeah. They're not that old. So they are divorced because at one point at the table, he called him his husband. So I was like, you're still married, but you have boyfriend. And I'm like, that's fine. I'm just trying to chart this all out.
It's a modern family and it's definitely interesting and somebody needs to give them a Bravo show, to be honest.
Well, I think that might be what they're trying to do.
Yeah, for sure. I would watch it.
Yeah. Yeah, I would.
They might be better suited for TLC or something, but.
Ooh, burn.
I mean, am I wrong?
I'd say like E.
Okay. I'm going to watch it. Put it somewhere.
Discovery Plus. yeah, I'm kind of bored with that also, but like it's something new and fresh and it's honestly, it's more exciting than like Dallas right now. So I'm into it.
That's how I feel too.
AJ's watching that with me also. And he is very obsessed with John Luke, who's also very tall.
I know. He had to move beds, so he was fit.
he appreciates that storyline.
I like him. I do not like the bosun. Are they bosuns on sailing yet?
He's the first mate.
First mate. I do not like the first. His name would be Gary.
Gary! yeah, he's... I'm not, like, very interested in that drama.
No.
Like, if you sleep with your crewmate on the first night, like, you're like, duh, it's gonna be awkward.
Yeah, super awkward.
I do really like the interior crew, though.
I am really liking... I'm so good with names. What's her name?
Daisy.
See, that name, I feel like that name doesn't fit her. That's why I can never remember it.
It's too, like, dainty for her.
Yeah, I like her, though.
Which, that is a trap of naming a girl. Because, like, when they're young, obviously, like, Daisy for, like, you know, up until, like, 12, Daisy's super cute. And then you grow out of it. And Daisy's a hard name to take to adulthood.
For sure. Yeah, I never thought about that.
Jeff is kind of wacky. But, I mean, that's what you need, I guess, so.
All chefs are so wild. They have some screw loose in there that makes them a chef. And I don't understand what it is with food and crazy people, but.
I love her story, though. She's got a really cool story of, you know, she came from, I can't remember where. Some Caribbean island. I don't know. Yeah, I'm loving that. All right, well, I feel like that was just like a Bravo bash sesh.
I know. I feel cranky.
But I feel like if you are listening to this episode, you are also as invested in Bravo as we are. And I would venture, I guess, you're probably feeling the same. So, and if you're not, tell us. Yeah. Send us an email. hey@okxmoms.com. Find us on Instagram. Tell us if you disagree, please enlighten us. Please show us the light so we can find our Bravo spark again.
Yes, I need to find that spark. I've been waiting it out this whole freaking pandemic.
Well, so what do we have filming right now? I think we have Potomac filming right now.
In Salt Lake.
So maybe.
And Beverly Hills.
Okay. So maybe it's going to be Potomac who leads us out of this rut. It's not going to be Beverly Hills.
I don't know. I heard Andy say that Erica is talking. So that could be what saves it.
He always says that. He always says, like, oh, you're not going to want to miss this one.
Oh, you distrust him. No trust in Andy.
Listen, he's got a job to do, and I respect that, and he's doing it.
True. Is that an owl?
That is my husband walking by the window, making his dove sound.
I'm leaving this in.
If you ever see my husband out in the wild, if you ask him, this is like his crowning achievement in life, is his ability to whistle like a dove. And if you ask him about it, you would make him the happiest man on the planet. Happier than a dove with a french fry.
This is a great place to end it.
You guys, this is my life. This is why I watch Bravo, and it's letting me down. Now all I have is dove sounds.
Bye.
If you like what you just heard, and we hope you do, you can find more of us online at www.okayestmoms.com. We're also on all social media platforms, Pinterest, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at okayestmomsblog. Or if you want to, you can send us an email at hey@okayestmoms.com.